Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Michelle, you and I know that what keeps couples happy long term, quite frankly, is sex. I mean, let's just get right down to
sex,
it, right?
As in S-E-X? My favorite topic?
Ah, so your favorite topic. Well, there's a brand new study that came out, and it's got some pretty interesting statistics. And we're going to be talking to one of the authors, Dr. Janet Lever, who is well known to just about everyone out there in the sex and health field, along with many of her colleagues like Dr. Pepper Schwartz, who we know as well. And Dr. Lever earned her PhD at Yale University and is professor emerita of sociology at California State University, which was where the study emanated from. So, Dr. Lever, welcome to Her Radio. And reading this study, it said an overwhelming majority of people, 83%, recalled being quite satisfied in the first 6 months of their relationship and marriage and all the rest of it. And then, flash forward many years, and
it
we're
all
down
changes.
To 43%. All right, what's going on here, Dr. Lever? You're the expert.
Well, that's, you know, we just reinvented the wheel on that one. That's well known that passion doesn't take the same form after the first several months of living together. You certainly don't have to be married. And a lot of people, you know, sex is a really important ingredient for long-term personal satisfaction, relationship satisfaction. So what we tried to do is separate the one-third of people who remarkably were able to say not just that they were satisfied, but still passionate, decades after being together, from the two-thirds who didn't say that, to see what they were doing different. And I think that's what's really
important. So what are they doing?
Oh, I know one of the
things
they're
doing. Tell us, we want to know.
How about why don't we start by issuing a challenge to your listeners? They could literally text their honey right now saying, I'm listening to this show about keeping passion alive, and all I can do is think of what I want to do to you tonight. Now,
ooh la la.
You tell me why that would work. I can practically guarantee them a night of great sex.
Oh, I mean, no kidding. Because
there's
always
they're actually
headaches initiating
and there's
it, right?
Early morning meetings, but why does that practically guarantee them a great night of sex tonight?
They're initiating
something. Why?
And they're putting it in your brain.
They're initiating. They are teasing. Yeah. They're letting somebody. They're promising to do something out of the ordinary.
They're turning it into something fun, adventuresome. Right?
They're letting, absolutely. This is not like, hey, you know, I'd like to sleep better so an orgasm would be good. You into that? You know, this is more about I have you on my mind.
And
but it's really the anticipation and the expectation to be creative, to do something a little different. In fact, when we looked at Variety, which was one of the single largest predictors of what these people who were still passionate were doing differently, the number one out of our 17 ingredients of Variety was just changing positions while you're having sex.
Exactly.
As simple as that. Just keeping it lively by moving it around. Who's on top?
Are chandeliers involved?
They
sometimes.
Don't have to be. talk to your contractor, not me.
Well, no, I'm saying maybe, you know, you just go into the gym where your TRX equipment's hanging down from the ceiling and, you know, just sort of get creative.
I think that's good for one or two times. And one of the things we found that I put in the study, because I've been writing sex advice for a very long time, is I was wondering how many people read our books or read our articles.
Exactly.
And if so, did they try stuff out? And if they did try it out, did it feel lame? Like when you got whipped cream on your favorite sheets and that has oil and you just ruined them, was it worth it, you know?
Right.
So I asked that question, and it was very interesting. About half the people, satisfied or dissatisfied, about half of them did read these kinds of advice, videos, books, articles. But what was different about the people who were still passionate was they actually tried stuff. So now I feel like when I write a book, I have to say, just reading this is not going to help your sex life. you actually have to try some of the ideas.
Well, yeah, you got to implement some of these things.
Well, it's shocking. I mean, the overwhelming majority of people, like I said, 50% read them. Almost none of them ever tried anything. They just read them.
So, Dr. Lever, let me ask you this question, because I, you know, this is a great topic for me. As Pam knows, it's one of my favorite topics. And I'm not afraid to talk about it, right? But aren't couples, aren't they afraid to discuss this stuff? And how do you get them past that?
Well, drugs. The couples that were doing well alcohol. Had really good communication patterns.
Right.
So they felt good about asking for things, about hearing their partner ask for things. They were not particularly good, and none of us are, at hearing critique. But praise is always good. Like I said, a little teasing early in the day, you know, sending somebody a teasy email or text, that kind of communication is really critical. So the people who, it's sort of like the rich get richer. You know, if you think of sex, you could really think of it as vicious cycles and virtuous cycles. The ones who have good communication end up having better sex. If you have better sex, you have more sex, and you have more fun having sex. If you've got communication issues, then you really need to work on that, sometimes with a professional and sometimes just trying out. In one of the books that Pepper Schwartz and I wrote, it was one of
What's
our
the name
testers.
Of it? Which
that
book?
That's called The Getaway Guide to the Great Sex Weekend. And
oh, that's the one we're going to have you on before, yeah.
Yeah, that's really a fun book. But for people who had communication problems, one woman said what she did was highlight the things she was interested in trying in pink. Then she gave it to her husband and gave him a blue magic marker, a highlighter. And so they didn't even have to talk to each other. He highlighted what he was interested. Then they went on for the weekend. And they each
Wait a minute, magic markers. Huh, that's part of creativity, too.
Well, I'm talking about
Michelle's
just
smiling.
Oh, there's all kinds of things you can do. But I don't think women like talking about this. I think men are more apt to do it. But I think women are less. And I don't, you know, you can explain
that
better
really
than
true?
I can.
Is that really true? Dr. Lever, is that true based on your research?
No. Again, you know, if you're looking at the people who are miserable, that might be true of them. But we had a lot of people who were really still kicking it up together. And I don't see, I mean, women in general are better communicators than men. So sexual communication is difficult for everybody. In my classes, I actually make them practice scenarios. They ought to
do
more of that in high school. Yeah.
So what do you make them do?
Practice asking for something you want, or if somebody's kissing you too hard or slobbering on you.
Yeah,
Try to figure out a way to let this person know, because they want to make you happy. They don't want to turn you off. So, you know, and they always say you start with praise, right? Figure out something the person's doing really, really well, and then you can slip in something that you or let's say you've never tried it and you're not sure how this person.
Well, just hand him a handkerchief for the slobber. You know, he'll get the message after a while, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, we used to be able to use Oprah. Well, I saw this on Oprah. Are you interested in trying this?
No. We're not doing that anymore. No, that doesn't work.
Not
so anymore. So isn't that interesting? But what you say is so critical, and that is the whole issue about communication. And I think that needs to be drilled home to everybody. If you don't communicate well to start with, don't be looking for a great sex life, because it's not happening.
Try different things.
You got to be able to talk first.
Well,
before
and date
you can
night.
Even, you know?
Date night is one of those things. I cannot tell you how many super intelligent people I know who say, if it's not spontaneous, it's not worth anything. You think, are you kidding?
I love
as busy
it.
As you both
yeah.
are? You better put
right.
this down in your date book.
Amen.
And then,
okay, everyone out there, we have been talking to Dr. Janet Lever, L-E-V-E-R. Get out there and buy her books. She's got so many of them. Oh, my gosh. And we've been talking about what keeps couples happy long term. And good communication means great sex. That's what it's all about. Thank you, Dr. Lever. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if you have a health question that you want Dr. Peek and I to answer, email to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.